Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Abby and Gabrielle in Rain Day Bike Shop.
Hola, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. I'm so glad you're here. Today, I'm working at the bike shop. I have a workbench outside in the front of the store. It's the perfect place to fix a bike. It has lots of space and fresh air.
Hey, Nina.
Hiya, Nina.
Hi, Gabrielle. Hi, Abby.
What you working on?
I'm fixing Grover's bike. It has a flat tire. But look at the clouds. I think it might start raining soon.
I see those clouds too, Nina. I like it when it rains. It's so good for the plants in my garden. And the frogs like it too.
That's true, Abby. Rain is very important for nature and the environment.
You know what? I like rainy days. You get to spend time inside and play board games or watch a movie.
Yeah, those are great rainy day activities, Gabrielle.
Oh, Nina, I just felt a raindrop on my hand.
Me too.
And another one. It's so fun when raindrops turn to rain.
But I can't work on a bike in the rain. Everything will get wet. Can one of you please hold the door to the shop so I can bring the bike inside?
Sure thing. I'd love to help. Oh, let's do it together.
Thanks. Now, please close the door before the wind blows the rain in.
We did it.
Gracias. You two are great helpers. Let's wait in here until the rain stops. For now, you're welcome to look around the store while I finish up. After that, I'll close up for the day and walk you home.
Thanks, Nina. It's nice and cozy in the shop.
Yeah, I love the bike shop, too. From my workbench where I fix bikes, to the rack where all the wheels are organized, to this basket full of bicycle bells. Everything has its place. And see how I put up twinkling lights all around to decorate?
Oh, I love twinkling lights. Nina, this store is magical.
Wow.
Do you have a flying bike, Nina?
Yes, that would be cool. Do you, Nina?
No, I do not have a flying bike. I don't think they've invented that yet.
Oh, Nina, I have my magic wand. I could poof this bike some wings.
And we could ride it up into the sky.
Here goes. Bicycle, bicycle with two wheels.
Abby, Abby.
Oh, yes, Nina?
Abby, it's raining outside. We can't ride a flying bike right now. We'd get all wet.
Oh, you're right. Maybe we can do that tomorrow.
Claro. Speaking of tomorrow, Grover is supposed to pick up his bike then. I need to finish working on it.
Nina, is there anything we can do to help? It's fun to look around, but it's more fun to help.
You know what? Yeah, you two can help. Abby, why don't you hand me a wrench?
Okay. Nina?
Yes, Abby?
What's a wrench?
See my red toolbox?
Uh-huh.
The wrench is the long silver tool with one end that's round on the outside, and the inside looks like the letter U.
Okay, searching for a long silver tool with the letter U. Found it.
Thanks, I'll grab it.
Is the bike fixed, Nina?
Almost. I need to put air in the tires. Gabrielle, can you help me hold the bike steady?
Sure thing.
What about now, Nina?
All fixed. This bike is ready for Grover.
And we helped.
See, You did! Thank you.
Can we go now, Nina?
I still need to finish up a couple of things around the shop. And then I can walk you home. You just have to wait a little while longer. But I have an idea to help make waiting easier.
What is it, Nina?
You can imagine your own bike shop with all the flying bikes you want.
Ooh, that sounds magical. Great idea, Nina.
Before we start imagining our bike shops, Gabrielle and Abby, do you want to belly breathe with me so we can get nice and relaxed?
Oh, I know how to do that.
Oh, sure. Let's belly breathe.
Okay. Follow along with me. Put your hands on your belly.
My hands are on my belly.
Me too.
Perfecto. Now that your hands are on your belly, breathe in slowly through your nose. Then breathe out slowly through your mouth. Very good. Notice how your belly moves. Can you feel it with your hands?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, let's take another belly breath and focus on how your belly moves. Slowly breathe in through your nose. Feel your belly moving out. And slowly breathe out through your mouth. Feel your belly moving in. Are you feeling relaxed?
Oh, I am, Nina. I'm feeling nice and relaxed.
Me too. I don't mind waiting a little longer.
Good. Let's do one more slow belly breath. And then we can start imagining. Hands on your belly.
Hands on my belly.
Hands on my belly.
Breathe in slowly through your nose. And breathe out slowly through your mouth.
Nina, can we imagine the flying bike?
Of course. It'll be your own bike shop. You can imagine anything you like. Even that you're riding a flying bike.
Yeah, I would ride my flying bike through the clouds and feel the wind all around me.
And I would wave hi to the birds from my flying bike.
And I would do the loop in the sky.
That would be magical.
Let's imagine we're in the bike shop on Sesame Street with Abby and Gabrielle. It's near the end of the day. The lampposts are lighting up, and it's raining outside. But in the store, it's nice and cozy and dry. Raindrops fall on the windows of the store and slide down. Abby and Gabrielle watch the raindrops. Some slide quickly, but others slide slowly or just stay in one spot. Abby likes to find a raindrop on the window and watch it until it starts to move. The rain outside makes everything inside feel magical. Abby and Gabrielle imagine that the rain has stopped and one of the bikes can fly. They take turns riding it. They start on the ground and pedal the bike until it takes off and starts floating above Sesame Street. The birds are so happy that Abby and Gabrielle are on a flying bike. They fly alongside them, keeping them company and singing beautiful bird songs. Abby and Gabrielle fly through the clouds and enjoy cool, fresh air. On the ground, outside on Sesame Street, people are walking with umbrellas so they won't get wet from the rain. The street lamps are glowing in the night, and the light is reflected in the puddles. Some stores are still open and have their lights turned on. But some stores are closing for the night. And you see shopkeepers turning off the lights, locking the doors, or pulling down the gates. People hurry home to their families, and some are looking forward to seeing their pets. The rain gently falls on the street and the sidewalk and the roof of the 123 Sesame Street building. In the window of one apartment, you can see a kitty cat. Her tail curled around her body, napping. Back in the store, Nina organizes her bicycles. She makes sure that everything is in its right place. On one wall, there are bicycle helmets. They come in all different colors, like blue and green and red, and some even have designs on them. Abby's favorite helmet has stars on it, while Gabrielle likes the one that is yellow and has pictures of bunny rabbits because it reminds her of her pet bunny, Harriet. Abby and Gabrielle like to look at all the different things in the store and use their imagination to make up funny stories. What if Nina had a robot that helped around the store? They imagine the robot has a helmet for his head, and the bicycle lights are the robot's eyes. A basket on the shelf is the robot's body. Instead of legs, the robot moves on wheels, and it zips back and forth. The bike part robot helps Nina around the store by building bicycles and greeting customers. That means welcome to the bike shop in robot. It's very helpful to have a robot helper in a bicycle shop. Nina finishes closing the store. She sweeps the floor and takes out the garbage so that the store will be nice and neat for the next day. On the counter, near the cash register, there is a basket with lots of bicycle bells and horns. Nina fills it back up. Abby and Gabrielle are tired from the long day and are ready to go home. So Nina turns off the store lights and the cash register. The last thing Nina does before locking the door is to turn the open sign to closed. Nina, Gabrielle, and Abby hold hands together, and Nina has an umbrella to cover them from the rain. Luckily, they don't have far to go, and Nina, Gabrielle, and Abby walk happily along Sesame Street.